Excellency ministers, distinguished delegates and participants, I want to welcome you also to this special side event. Let me thank the ambassador from UK and also her partner, the director, and all those who have been responsible to organize this this side event. Now, going back during the early part of this year, FAO's attention and also field work has shown with those of partners that we have the fall army womb in Africa. Initially, this has been reported in Central and West Africa, but officially it was reported from West Africa, and we saw that the fall army womb, which is an insect pest and a native of the Americas, with a wide range of hosts. In fact, the host covers when it doesn't have its suitable host, it could almost eat anything green. So this became a worry for us. And in early 2016, even though this has been identified, it has not come out to be reported widely until this year. The introduction of the fall armyworm, we are not so certain about how, but we know that it is present in Africa. And of course, our partners, FAO scientists also, across, will be looking at what happened and how it was introduced. But at this point, it is not the how it was introduced to Africa that is important, but how to manage it, how to control it. I want to put on record that, as the ambassador has said, this is a sensitization side event. The experiences that we had from the Americas is that fall armyworm is not a pest that can be eliminated. It can be managed, it can be controlled to some extent. And it is our resolve that we have to advise with all partners, technical as well as financial, as well as development partners of FAO, that we have to sensitize countries, we have to sensitize different populations and different stakeholders across Africa. I'm happy that three of our excellency ministers are here from Ghana, Zimbabwe, and also South Africa, to give us a first hand of their experiences. But for FAO, we're looking at the whole of Africa. For now, on our records, we have 25 odd or so or more countries, but we're going to make a full assessment based on the coordination, lead coordination role mandated to us from the Nairobi meeting after the Harare meeting. We are also looking at a situation where the work that we do with the partners goes and also sensitizes not just technical and financial partners and development partners and also farmers. We feel that our farmers should know what fall armyworm is all about. They are aware of armyworm, but the fall armyworm seems to be very different. So we are going ahead with communication, with agricultural extension materials, so that we can go down to as far as farmer levels on visuals and also on audio and others, so that they know what fall armyworm is all about. And this pest, I don't want to go into the technical detail because I also have limited time. This is evening time, and as one of my geography teachers says, after lunch is time for minimum understanding. So he has to shout and also draw attention. And that's why I have to draw attention, but within a very short period of time. From the lessons that have been learned from the Americas, that's where we know that really fall armyworm is here to stay in Africa. So, but we have to manage. We have many other crises, many other challenges, and many other very positive things happening in Africa, but it's time for us collectively to manage and control as far as we can the fall armyworm. So we learn from the Americas that it's here to stay. We learn also that there are traditional practices in terms of its management, its control, particularly integrated pest management, field scouting, identification, surveillance, quite a number of things that we are looking at from the experiences of the Americas. And in the Americas, it has shown that maize, although not its only host, is the favorite. I know all of us have one or two favorite food types. Some are sushi, some are spaghetti, pasta, and others. And it is also for the fall armyworm, it has a favorite, and it's maize. But it goes beyond that. It affects rice, it affects millet, sorghum, it affects vegetable crops, and it affects others. So, but we have to see from country to country, what is the predominant crop that is being grown. And some are food crops, some are food stroke commodities. So we have to look at how best we can look at this. We also want to see, based on the experiences and models of extension that FAO has used before, the Farmer Field School, which later on was modified to Farmer Business School, we want to see how this can be used by farmers, because it has shown that it's something that FAO has used successfully, it's a learning process, it is very effective. So we want to develop this so that we can look at this. Now, coming to national levels, there are responses, different ones, but the first one is to just know, to identify, to say, yes, it is there. So fall armyworm is highly a visible problem across Africa for countries, for governments, the private sector, and also for those who have business in pest control, food production, processing, marketing. In some cases, high level of national risk is there, but we want to take and make each country to lead its own program. We'll facilitate based on the technical financial development partners, what comes out of our program to make sure that every country has its own task force driven by the country under Excellency's Ministers of Agriculture so that we can move forward on this. We also want research and extension to come together and also to cooperate more so that what is coming from research goes to extension, goes to farmers for effective control and management. What has FAO done so far? We provided technical assistance to a few countries. Some are in the pipeline through our technical cooperation program so that we can assist to catalyze for identification assessment. In fact, also for training of institutions, especially the Ministry of Agriculture, some farmers, so that we can see how best these things can move. There is also, based on the recommendations of the stakeholder meetings of partners from Nairobi, we have prepared as FAO, based on partners' response and the mandate, a framework for the coordinated management of fall armyworm in Africa. And this will be a guide to develop further programs that we can budget. It could cost millions, but I can tell you how many million. But it could cost millions. But we have an umbrella program where we are looking at four major areas. One, early warning surveillance monitoring. Two, impact assessment to establish a baseline closely related to surveillance will provide the basis for the evaluation of specific national and regional programs. Three, testing and deployment of sustainable management options suitable for Africa, and of course to the individual countries, based on South-South cooperation and utilizing farmer field schools and other venues. I'm happy that a major high-level representative of MBRAPA is here, and these are part of the South-South cooperation. There are also other South-South cooperation which will be coming up. Then the fourth one is the coordination at national, regional, and continent-level-wide, including impact assessment. With the impact assessments, will facilitate countries in terms of their needs and priorities, even to make economic loss assessments and others, if necessary. So FAO will be following a meeting. I've called for a meeting of partners on behalf of the Director General in Accra, 18th to 21st, which will involve experts and scientists who have dealt with fall armyworm in the Americas, including US. So a small team will be meeting to validate and also make comments on this framework. And then we want to move from there so that we take up and make whatever comes out of that to share with partners and also to make the program to be actionable at farmers' level. We also have sent a team to the field to determine data needs and potential for crowdsourced fall armyworm monitoring and management tools. This will allow farmers, their associations, and extension agents access to real-time and standardized information and analysis for local management of fowl. Remember I said we'll be using also an integrated pest management. The next thing is for FAO is a team is also there to determine with farmers and other stakeholders the data to be collected in each of the countries across so that this will facilitate comparative analysis between countries. I'm sure excellencies from the three countries will not be saying the same things. Then FAO is also developing a farmer field school curriculum which is targeted towards farmer fall armyworm, and this will incorporate its existing program of farmer field schools in Africa and elsewhere. Then where FAO is also looking forward to working with its development partners, especially the UK government, UK DFID, USAID, JICA. There are quite a number of partners of FAO. But I also will implore that countries should also be working with their bilateral or multilateral partners in terms of supports, both technical, financial, and all this. So in closing, I want to say that this framework is being put together by major partners, and these major partners include the CGIAR, CIMIT, IITA, CABI, AGRA, ICP, and of course, we have also the supports of the Africa Union, especially its Plant Protection and Phytosanitary Commission in Yaoundé. So with this, we want to move forward, and I want to thank again the government of the UK for convening this meeting, and I also want to thank Excellency Ministers for actually coming to share with us what is happening across in your countries, and of course, participants. Thank you so much.